Calling coffee.
Each weekday, a member of the community is invited to coffee at KYUK to discuss news and information relevant to Bethel and the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. Coffee at KYUK is where our community connects.
Hello, 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 up and down the Cusk. I'm also shouting out to the Yukon and the coast. Grady Deaton here. As usual, I'm excited to be here, and as usual, I'm sharing my excitement with you. This morning, I'm going to steer the ship and, talking census, talking about getting counted. It's on the tip of all of our tongues, but unfortunately, maybe not on the tip of enough tongues. In order to elucidate more about why it's so important, I'm going to join a couple of callers in now. Anna Hoffman, the co-chair of Alaska Federation of Natives, and Nicole Borromeo, the executive vice president and general counsel of AFN. Good morning, ladies. Thank you for joining me this morning.
Good morning, Grady.
Morning, Grady.
Well, I feel like I'm in a kind of a bubble of people who understand this, but I know that the numbers are scary. Can we set the stage first? What percentage of Alaskans have been counted?
So that's a both cause for celebration and concern answer. Overall, our households are enumerated at about 97% is what the census tells us. But the self-response rate, that's the concerning part. That's only at 54%. And primarily because Alaskans are not used to being able to fill out the census online and over the phone. They're very accustomed to having someone come knock on their door, and that's just not happening this year because of the pandemic.
Did you say the self-response rate?
The self-response rate, yes. That's the number that we're trying to get up. The self-response rate is particularly low in urban Alaska and our hubs. Rural Alaska has done a fantastic job, so congratulations to everyone listening from rural Alaska in filling out the census. But our hub communities, like Bethel being one of them, the numbers are just a lot lower than we need them to be at this point.
And stepping back, another step, how do those census numbers affect our communities and Alaska as a state over the next 10 years?
This is Anna. So the filling out the census is really critical for the community. We have a lot of programs here in Bethel, in our surrounding area villages that are dependent upon an accurate count to support the federal funding for those programs. So the Head Start program, TANF, these types of programs and funding for our infrastructure depends upon an accurate count. And so if people are not counted, that has direct financial impact to the infrastructure that we rely upon. WIC is another one that is federally funded and provides a lot of services to families that are in this area. SNAP. So if these words are familiar to you, it is so critical that you and your family participate in the census. Each individual, I'll have Nicole elaborate on the actual dollar count for the individuals involved.
Anna said is absolutely important. We depend on the census numbers for critical infrastructure. Alaska is way behind the lower 48 in terms of the quality of our road system, our airports and runways, and our docks. So we definitely need this money because the cost of doing business is a lot higher here in Alaska. On average, every person that fills out the census returns about $3,500 to the state. So over 10 years, one person brings back to Alaska $35,000. At a statewide level, Alaska receives $35 billion based on our census data. And that trickles down to our hubs and to our native villages. So if, for example, a family of four does not fill out the census because they don't think that they're important, living way out in the middle of nowhere, or they get busy, they intend to do it, and they don't know and they miss the deadline, that's $150,000 that does not come back to the state.
Well, I guess it begs the question, what's the easiest and quickest way, if you haven't done it so far, to do it? And that would be to call or go online. Can you give me those details now?
Absolutely. Because broadband is so unreliable in Alaska, the quickest and easiest way to get this done is by calling the 1-800 number. That is 1-844-330-2020. And a live person will pick up and take your information over the phone. It takes about 10 minutes to do, less if you are just one person or have a small family. If you do have reliable internet, you can log on to the census's website at 2020census.gov and fill out the information there. It's very simple. If you do it on the internet, you don't have to click around to a lot of different sites. It's right there in the middle. And because this is so important, Grady, I'm wondering if Anna wouldn't mind relaying that information in Yupik.
Please.
Koyana, Nicole. So, Juanihua, Alachtuk, Tensusam, Maishpak, Ashakut, Bola Muntitakata, Watna Sensus Alachtukut, Juanihuasu, Utamskuita, Manshit, Imeris Pumaluki, Achtakaungan. But na imeri kufi sensusa mun akik amshak utchtlach dokma bet nunam nun uhun head start snap tennis wick ugut ikai utmut yumt nun imeri kuvit kidu yutu nivniwi telgita maskuita na po maskarluki toasin pikufi ikai utmut jekuk uku nun awai ap Head Start, TANF, SNAP, WIC. I'm sure you're atu la kaita magut. Na kuman riskufji akik daw na tamalgas na yuk jikuk. Akhtakaw lga kwatin na sensusamun na kumalakji. Apit kang kufji su matumtunginun ikayot taryuk ngawtin tripas nun. And I shared, Nicole, that if people have questions about it, that they can contact their tribe to get more access, because I don't think there is a Yupik translation available at these central 2020 census locations.
That's correct, and that's absolutely perfect information to be giving out. Thank you.
Now, I obviously wanted to talk about census because of the pending deadline and the lack of, or the unlikelihood that it will be extended to allow for us all to be counted, I think. And I was very easy to get a hold of each of you because it's very important for our tribal organizations and Native community to be counted accurately, too. Can you touch on that for me, please, either Anna or Nicole?
Sure. So let me go ahead and tackle the deadline first, and then both Anna and I can talk about how important it is at the tribal level.
Please do.
Last week, a federal district court ruled that the census was enjoined. That's a legal fancy word for saying prohibited from stopping the count on Wednesday the 30th because they had previously announced that the count was going to go through the end of October. The federal government, though, promptly appealed that case and that ruling. So we're in this litigation limbo at this point, waiting for court to decide when the count officially ends. So with that in mind, we are proceeding with all caution and knowing that it could end on Wednesday, but it may be extended a little bit longer, which is our hope, which is why we're trying to get this information out, and we're encouraging all Alaskans not to wait until October to get this done, to please log on or to call the 1-800 number and complete your census by Wednesday just in case it doesn't come through. Now, we have data from 2010, which is the last time that we did the census, and that data tells us that American Indians and Alaska Natives were undercounted by 4.9% countrywide, although a lot of individuals in the academic world dispute that number and believe it's actually closer to 7, even upwards of 10%. That's hundreds of millions of dollars that don't come to our tribes for very important services and supports to our tribal members. And Anna can definitely share in the answer here in talking about how important it is at the critical tribal level that this resource comes back to Alaska.
Thank you, Nicole. So it is, as you say, Brady, the identifying and involving the information from individuals, tribes, is very important. And in the census form that we fill out, it asks that question specifically regarding the tribal affiliation. And for those of us that are enrolled here in Bethel, the tribe is the Hutsakakmiut Native Council. And some people may not know how to spell Hutsakakmiut. We often refer to it as ONC. So if you are unaware of what your tribe's name is, of the official name, you can fill in the community, so Bethel, for example. And there are other villages in the YK Delta that have a different tribal name from their community name. So doing your best to include as much specific information there for the tribe will be helpful. And the other point I wanted to make sure that we get in within the time that we have is the how you answer question about the question about who person number one is on the form. And if you are in a multiracial home, say the wife is Alaska Native and the husband is not, it is important that the Alaska Native person is listed as person number one. If you have a home with four children, for example, and the Alaska Native person is listed as number one, whether they are the father or the mother, then the entire household gets listed as a tribal household, and that has direct impacts into the funding that your tribe will receive. So it's very important to pay attention to those questions on the census form.
Absolutely. I'll add to that that it doesn't matter if the Native person owns the house, is on the title to the house, or if the couple is renting and the Native person is or is not on the rental application. This isn't head of household for IRS purposes. If you're calling or doing the census over the phone and not on the paper, it won't line up with question 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 or anything like that. But just know that when you're giving your answers, make sure that the Native person, their information is given first.
And when you mention that that the census information is not for tax purposes, it brings up another point. It's not for anything other than the census. I know some people have some apprehension sometimes about various reasons for filling out the data accurately and completely, but I urge you to do so because it's not for anything other than the counting of people for the distribution of resources.
That's right. So in Alaska, what we often have fear of as rural Alaskans is, you know, we have too many people in a house. If we're living in a HUD house and we're only supposed to have our family, but we have our sister and nieces and nephews in the family living in that house too. The census is forbidden by law for sharing that information with HUD. So it doesn't hurt you in any way to be completely honest about how many people you have living in your home, because it actually helps us get more resources back to Alaska and show Congress what our true housing needs are. That's just one example.
I want to, before the call we spoke about a potential giveaway. I'd love to talk more. Maybe we'll get together Wednesday now at 1 p.m. and do something to really get out the count.
That would be fantastic. I'd love to come back on, and if Anna has time too, and we can give away some fun prizes.
When is the deadline Wednesday, though? When is the actual deadline?
As far as we know with the census, it is whatever time zone you're in at 11:59 p.m.
Okay.
And again, we do encourage everyone to comply with that deadline. We are hoping that the original deadline will be observed and reinstated. There's a lot of discussion about an extension. It's not an extension. It is rather reinstating the original deadline that the federal government had for the census.
Yeah, I reserve the right to be wrong. If next week we're doing another push or next month, you know what I'm saying? I have no problem doing another push again because the original deadline is honored. Any last words, Anna?
Just wanted to say kuyana to you, Grady, and also kuyana to KYUK for helping to get the word out and encouraging our residents to fill out the census. You've been doing a great job of getting the public informed about that.
We'll try to do better Wednesday or this week, too. Nicole?
I just echo what Anna says, a big kuyana to everyone listening today. Please remember to do your census. I want to recognize Vivian Corthius of ABCP. They've been instrumental in partnering with AFN on a lot of advertising for the YK Delta. And I also want to say thank you to Anna for all she does for the region. She holds a lot of power in her position at AFN and always goes the extra mile, and including dedicating her time to things like this to help out.
And Nicole, 1 minute on voting.
Voting, that's going to be the next thing that we, transition to this week. We are going to have a big general election on November 3rd. You do have the opportunity to vote by mail this year. You have to request your ballot, however, by October 4th, which is coming up very quickly. So maybe we can talk a bit more on voting as well on Wednesday when we come back on the show.
Well, I can't make a commitment until after the show about Wednesday because I don't have my book in front of me, but we can definitely talk about what's going to happen. Sounds like a plan. I like to make a jest about voting early and voting often, but I guess that's probably not in order during election season.
don't vote often, but do vote early.
Do vote early. And get counted early. Don't let that deadline of Wednesday slip past us. Don't count on the extension to, or not the extension, don't count on the original deadline to be honored. Let's assume the worst or err on the side of caution and get out the count by Wednesday at midnight. Dial 844-330-2020. It takes less than 10 minutes.
Yes, absolutely. Great prizes.
Oh, Grady, can I add one more thing?
Yes.
AFN is doing daily pop-up prizes related to the census. If you go to our Facebook page, watch for the announcement. And we've been giving away Garmin InReaches, Cussbuck jackets, gift certificates to Costco, Cabela's, AIH. It's fantastic. So make sure that you go to our Facebook page and watch for that daily pop-up announcement. We do the drawing every day at 8 p.m., so you have to have your information there on Facebook in before then.
Thank you each for joining me this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you, Grady.
Listeners, I have one thing left to say to you, and that's don't forget to be awesome to each other. Each weekday, a member of the community is invited to coffee at KYUK to discuss news and information relevant to Bethel and the Kuskokwim Delta.
Sometimes light, sometimes serious, coffee at KYUK is where our community connects.
If you'd like to suggest a guest or arrange to be on with us yourself, contact us at coffee@kyuk.org or call 543-3131 today.